The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of Man may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, and when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the light. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who's coming into the world." He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something to this man, for this man, so that he would not die?" Jesus, again perturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and the stone was laid across it. And Jesus said, "Take the stone away." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "But Lord, now there'll be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. Because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And then he said this. He cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary had seen what he had done and began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, today we are in the 5th Sunday of Lent. The Church reminds us that what gives life to our mortal body is the Spirit of God. The same Spirit resurrected Christ on Easter's day. He is the one that makes the difference in the life of every child of God. Prophet Ezekiel lived among the people of Israel in exile in Babylon. Life in exile was terrible and discouraging. There was no hope of returning home, even worse. More and more, the Jewish people were turning to the pagan religion. Yet God did what no human power could do. He worked the wonders, bringing the people back to the native land and set a stage for them to become a great nation again. Paul, in his letter, writes about sin. Yet God, in his mercy, sent his only Son into the world to give back the divine life which was lost by sin. We all have to die, and in him we find the remedy for our death. Christ came to raise us back to life, and this is the message of liturgy of today. For people without faith, death will always remain a mystery. Do we believe in the power of Jesus? Death is a very painful reality, and nobody can escape it. Some die in their old age after long illness. Some die in bed, while others will die elsewhere. Yet death is always a painful for all of us, especially for the one who feels that death is imminent and for the dear ones who are left behind. Yet Christianity teaches that death does not lead us to despair, but to a new life. Lazarus, a close friend of Jesus, is the clear example that those who are deeply connected to Jesus can hope for health and restoration, even when faced with death. For Jesus, the house of Lazarus was always like a refuge. Whenever Jesus went to Jerusalem, particularly after experiencing and hardness of the heart of the Jewish opponents, Jesus was the frequent visitor to this family, and whenever he visited them, he was welcomed very cordially. He had a good meal prepared by the family and took a rest for the next day ministry. And Jesus was very much delighted to see the family responded to his friendship during his visit. When Jesus reached Bethany, Mary and Martha pour out the sorrow. "Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." This expression is something unique, which explains the complete trust of Mary and Martha in Jesus. Jesus then began the prayer of thanksgiving to the Father for granting his prayer. The Father could not but grant whatever his beloved Son asked for. God does not always grant what we ask for, but he surely gives us what we stand in most in need of. Because we too are children of his loving Father, he will give us what we need the best. So, my dear friends, death is our last submission to the Father, and total surrender into his hands what we hold most precious, that is our life. We give glory to God with our death, just as Christ gave glory to the Father through his. And the Father, in turn, glorifies us at our death, becoming the door through which we enter into God's glory. A glory which will be ours forever. Death is not the end of everything, but it is the beginning of the new life in the Lord. With the death, life has not ended, but changed. Jesus Christ, who raised Lazarus from the dead, has the power to raise us from death in sin to life in the Spirit. The raising of Lazarus from death is a sign of Jesus, our own future resurrection, as well as all those who believe in him. Through this, even Jesus showed not only he has the power to raise the dead to life, but also that he himself is the resurrection and the life. Through his death and resurrection, all of us will rise from the dead and enter into the eternal life. Yes, my dear friends, in today's gospel, Jesus raised the dead Lazarus. Sure, Jesus is not just another human person. He is also the Son of God. He can thus not only inspire us by his humanity, he can also empower our humanity by his divinity. He can touch our life and change them. He can help us in a way no human can. He can raise to new life just as he raised Lazarus. That is why John Clare says, "If life had a second edition, how would I correct the proof? Life has no second edition. We have not having another life saved in the refrigerator. We live only once, so let us live well in this world." The main object of religion is not to get a man into heaven, but to get heaven into him. That is why Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though he died, he shall live." Death is only open the door to eternal life of joy with God. Yes, my dear friends, entry to heaven is not the group ticket. Each must enter alone. And on earth, each must live in Jesus and believe in Jesus. We must therefore abide in Jesus, because he is the vine and we are the branches. Saying along with Peter, he said, "Lord, whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe you and know that you are the Holy One of God." Yes, my dear friends, in today's second reading, Paul says, "Live by the Spirit and do not gratify the desire to the flesh, for what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh." The good news is that the humanity of Jesus inspires us The divinity of Christ empowers us, and Jesus raises us to new life as he raised Lazarus from the grave. Each time we choose to come out of our sinful tombs. Amen.